welcome to the special edition of Christmas Movie Spotlight. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and I'm here with Pam, my co-host and wonderful friend. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Hey, Dawn. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You said that really fast. Now, did you eat a donut before we came on air? Because it sure
seems. Oh, my gosh. I did that purposely, so that way you would ask me.
Well, you know what? I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Because, and folks, if you were tuning in recently when we had our show last week, last Sunday night, then you know that when Pam came on, she was jacked, seriously, sky high. I mean, she was on like the serious sugar rush times 10. And she admitted that she had eaten a donut before coming on air, which she doesn't normally do. And she was pretty hyped, let me tell you. So we had to ask because she was kind of hyped up again.
I only said that fast in the beginning last show. I was calm the rest of the show.
You were, because you were totally having fun with me, as you always do. And and if you're first, by the way, we want to welcome everyone in tonight to our show, to the special airing of our show. And if you're brand new to our show, this is what you can expect. The banter between Pam and I never gets old. And you never know what you're going to expect. Heck, we never know what we're going to expect. It's always
this
something
is true.
New. When you get us two on air, it's always going to be exciting, and you never know what's going to come out of either one of our mouths, because we're always just full of hot air and donuts sometimes. So there you go. But we are here tonight. It's not Sunday night, but we have a special interview, and we wanted to bring it to you. And when you find out who our guest is in a moment, then you'll understand. But we wanted to bring it to you tonight because the movie that our special guest is in airs this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Hallmark Channel, and it's called It's Christmas Eve. And our special guest this evening is Tyler Hines, and many of you know Tyler from a lot of different projects, and also recently over Fall Harvest when he starred in Falling for You. And so we are just so excited to have him, have had the opportunity to speak with him recently about his career and about this wonderful movie we're all going to get to see that we're getting so excited for on Saturday night. Pam and I, just very, very fortunate to be able to have had the opportunity. And so Pam, I mean, I had a great time. We had a great time talking with him, and that voice, oh my.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's one thing to hear it on TV, but it's a whole nother realm when you're talking to him on the phone. And he's just got that voice. You know, there's not a ton of guys out there that when you just hear them say hello, you just kind of, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Kind of feeling.
We forget when they're acting. They have, you know, a certain persona that they're trying to portray. Their voice may be whatever it has to be for that role. And then when you hear them in real life as themselves and they call in, it kind of catches you a little bit off guard. I know it did me. And everyone will understand in a few moments when you get to hear this wonderful interview we did with Tyler. But it was awesome. He has been incredibly busy. So to be able to have him any bit of time for this interview was just a real blessing, a real honor. And so we are so excited to be able to bring you our special interview with special guest Tyler Hines. Please enjoy.
We'll go ahead and get started because we know we're on limited time and that you're extremely busy. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, I've got
all the
time in the world, lots of time.
Oh, do you? Thank you.
I'm doing nothing. Don't worry, Pam. You're good.
For some reason, I don't believe that, but okay. Well, you started out as a child actor, and you obviously fell in love with it. So what was it about acting that hooked you, and did you ever think of doing anything else growing up?
Well, my father and my brother are both masons. They have a masonry company, so that was always around when I was a kid, and that would be probably what I'm doing if I wasn't doing this. But I basically started because there was a discount at a theater company in Toronto. And my dad got a deal and he wanted to get rid of me for the summer because I'm obnoxious and I was a child. And, so he stuck me there for a few weeks and, I fell in love. I had a good time. That same theater company was holding auditions for a play afterwards, it's called A Christmas Carol. And I did that play and, I liked getting a reaction from the audience. I liked, being able to afford buying Ninja Turtles with my first paycheck. I loved all those things, Don and Pam. And so that was the beginning. And I've been doing it ever since.
And how many Ninja Turtles did you get?
Oh, so many. That first paycheck, girls. Oh, it was, I went really hard.
Well, you know what they say, go hard or go home. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you also have been a director, a producer for three shorts, AFK, Firefly, and Doug. You wrote AFK, co-wrote Firefly. And working with directors and producers throughout the years, what did you learn from them that you took with you to do your own directing and producing?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing I learned is that it's a lot of work. It's a different occupation than acting. Our job as actors is to do a lot of preparation and try to be creative with the tools that we're given, with the writing and the circumstance that we're shooting, and try to make the best of it and bring as much to it as we can. When you're a director and a producer and a writer and you're doing all those things on your own project, the buck kind of stops with you, and so you're creating every square inch of that thing, and it's a lot more work intensive. And so watching directors grow up, being on sets, I was always really interested and fascinated by the process of it. And like I am about pretty much anything that I come across. I mean, one of the main things was that, just the work ethic behind it and seeing how much preparation goes into it. And you got to be a bit more of a leader and accommodate all the artists around you that are collaborating with you, because it's such a collaborative art form as opposed to something like music or painting, something like that.
Right, yeah, and especially, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are actors and directors in the same movie, and I can't even imagine that. I mean, that's double the work.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday actually about that, and a great example recently is Bradley Cooper in his movie A Star Is Born. And you have the interviews and he talks about doing both, and people are usually pretty impressed by that. But it's a funny thing, you know, when you've been acting for a while like he has or like I have, it's really not that difficult. That's kind of the easiest part of the whole process. It is actually most certainly the easiest part of the whole process. It is something that we kind of know what to do, and when we're doing it in our own thing, we essentially know what we need. And so it's kind of the easiest part, surprisingly, but it seems to be the part that everybody's most impressed with. Because, you know, when you are shooting, it is, I think, an interesting trick to see somebody be very focused on all the technical side of things and the other actors and everything going on, and then very quickly switch into what they're doing. But it's fun. When you're doing it that way, you're so focused and you're juggling so many things that you have no time to think about much else. And so it's a matter of just like getting it done, which is kind of a fun way to do it. It takes a little bit more of the guessing and a little bit more of the I don't know, maybe pressure off the acting or something like that, because you're literally just, you know, nonstop going.
Well, shifting gears from the director producer side of you to the actor side of you, you have had starring roles in such iconic television series, NCIS, Heartland, Saving Hope, to name a few. And out of all the characters you have portrayed, what do you consider your most challenging role?
Well, there was a character I played years ago when I was 15 years old. There was a movie called Tagged, the Jonathan Wambach story. I think they actually changed the name recently. But that was a true story about a young guy who basically was assaulted by a group of teenagers and ended up in the hospital dying and then into a coma and basically coming out with physical disabilities where you had to learn how to eat, walk, talk again. And it being a true story and me meeting the real people, the real family and Jonathan himself, obviously we all know and we've heard this before from other actors that there's a great responsibility in doing something like that. And this was the same. And it was a very last minute job. It was something that I had finished shooting a TV show and having the wrap party for the show like 24 hours before getting on a plane and meeting Jonathan and the family and studying him and then shooting, sleeping the next day entirely and then shooting the day after. And, it was a lot of work, you know. It was physically demanding just strictly because of his physicality, because of his injuries. It was really tiring and taxing on the body, but it's really, really rewarding. It was something that definitely stands out to me in my career and my life as a sort of poignant time.
Yeah, and I imagine there was absolutely zero pressure in trying to portray that person to make sure, you know, you gave the role the justice it deserved. And, you know, that would indeed have to be very challenging.
Oh yeah, no pressure at all. There's days where he was there's one scene where he was literally in the scene with me, in the hospital bed opposite of me, and I'm doing the scene where I get up and I'm sort of talking to the other patients in the room and I'm walking and I sort of slowly lose steam and sort of drop to the ground just physically because I'm exhausted from the injury. And if you watch the movie, you can see him sit up in his bed and lean forward as if to help me because he thinks that I'm just actually falling in the middle of the scene by mistake. Which was really funny and sweet. It's in the movie, which was cool. But yeah, it was definitely fun. I actually didn't mind when he was on. It didn't really cross my mind too much of the fact that he's watching me play him. It was just he was such a sweet guy, and I just seemed to be oblivious to all things. So I just have fun and get in there.
Well, that's when you know that you've taken believable in a scene to a whole new level when the person you're portraying actually sits up and thinks that you've literally really fallen and or something's literally happened. It's not part of the actual scene. So that's great acting on your part. Another role that you held, you starred in the role of Billy Bird on the popular series Unreal. And talk about the dynamics of that character and why you think this series resonates with fans the way it has?
Well, the answer to both those questions is abs and pecs. The entire job was to have abs and pecs and take my shirt off. And that's why fans showed up. And that's what I spent my time doing. If you've ever watched the show, it's a bunch of really attractive guys doing push-ups.
Right.
Looking attractive. And that was my job, ladies, and I did it all right.
Well, hey, you know, that just, you know, that's dynamics on a whole different level, you know.
Right.
And so, well, that's a very important part of a series, though, if that's an integral part of it. Let's just put that out there. So
I mean,
you never know.
The producers definitely thought so.
Hey, well, it worked. It worked. It may, you know, it helped to bring the popularity to that. So yeah, well, that's a great series too. Pam and I enjoy that a lot.
Oh, good. You guys watch it?
Yes, definitely. I have watched every season and, you know, it's a lot of laughing at how they make fun of, you know, the other reality series, but there's also a lot of drama behind it too, you know, where you get to see the characters and how they actually, you know, feel and what's going on in the background. And that kind of catches your attention besides all the abs and pecs that are going on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was a great show. And for a brief period, I got to be attractive, which was really nice and refreshing.
Well, you know, Don and I are both huge soap fans. So, you know, abs and pecs are like a normal thing for us every day.
Right.
So, you know.
Exactly.
So out of all of the characters you've played, which one do you get recognized for the most by fans?
Let's see. It seems to be that Hallmark seems to be creating a pretty big reaction in viewers. You know, I'm new to this Hallmark thing, and having had one released already with the one I did Falling for You, it's been surprising how sweet and welcoming everybody's been. It seems to be quite an audience they have in Hallmark.
Most definitely. I mean, everybody I know and more, you know, their friends and their family and so on watch Hallmark because they're just outstanding in everything that they do. They pick the right actors, you included. And, you know, their stories are so uplifting and happy. And, yeah, you go through the points in time where they don't know if the couple's going to get together because, you know, they're fighting and they have different ideas on what to do in different situations. But you know at the end there's going to be a happy ending.
You absolutely do, and that's why you tune in. Get that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, Falling for You on Hallmark was such a fun movie. I love that your character, Zach, got roped into baking for the Bachelor Bake Off. Do you really bake or cook in real life?
Well, there's three people in my life who have greatly influenced me. One was a guy named Chad, and the other I can't remember right now. But the first one was a kid named Daniel. And Daniel showed up at school one day when I was young, and he had a Tupperware container filled with nachos, chips. And in another bag, he had cheese, grated cheese. And he put that grated cheese on the nacho chips, put it in the microwave, and my mind was blown. And ever since then, I make nachos cheese all the time. So that's my baking experience, personally. I'm very proud of that.
Oh, my gosh, that is too funny. Well, you know, you can make a meal out of anything if it includes cheese. That's what I say.
I couldn't agree more.
That's right. You can't go wrong with nachos and cheese, undoubtedly.
That's right.
Well, between directing, producing, and acting, do you have a favorite genre that you enjoy the most? And is there an untapped genre you would like to work in moving forward?
I think I kind of like – that's a great question, by the way. I've never been asked that. If there's a genre that I like the most, if I had to pick. I think I like the thriller. I think the classic thriller has always been fun to watch. I kind of miss those, like, 90s movies where, you know, they had a big budget, but there wasn't Spider-Man flying in and out of your screen. There wasn't, you know, crazy visual effects. It was just a thrilling story, well told, that had some suspense. And I miss those movies, and I like them a lot. I think of things like The Hunt for Red October, which I don't even know if anybody remembers that movie, but I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I were to pick of all the genres, I really do like the thriller. And I don't know if I've really done a real proper thriller yet.
I think you'd be great in a thriller.
I think so, too.
And they just, and the thing is, they just don't make movies anymore like they did back, you know, 20 years ago and even 10 years ago. I mean, the suspense in those movies was just, it was so different. And now it's, I don't know if it's reality TV that has kind of changed the dynamics across the board in a lot of ways, but, the suspense factor is just not the same. And, I mean, now you've got all these special effects to wow you, but the actual storytelling element is a little different. And so it's pretty amazing how much has changed. But it would be great to see you in a thriller. I think you'd be awesome in that. So
I would love to do that.
Now, if Hallmark ever starts doing thrillers, by the way, I mean, we're going to pitch for that. But we would take you on the big screen any day, too. we know and we are so looking forward to seeing you in the upcoming holiday movie. It's Christmas Eve, and it airs this coming Saturday, November 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And what can you share with us about your character and the movie without giving too much away?
Liam is a single dad in a small town that Leanne's character comes home to for a specific job of essentially balancing the budget of a school system that Liam is a part of. Liam's a music teacher, and Leanne's character ends up having to funding for the arts programs in the town, and this creates a bit of tension between the two of them, and they rise to the occasion and decide that they're going to try to raise money to solve this problem, and through doing so, they grow closer, and you can imagine what happens after that.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to in this movie is the fact that this is going to have some musical elements into it, you know, and you see them some in Hallmark movies, but especially at Christmas time when they can bring that into a movie, I think it just enhances and makes the movie all the more special. And, of course, with Leanne performing, it's going to be awesome. I mean, just from the previews we've seen, your character and what you're bringing to it, I think it's going to be one of the top movies on Hallmark throughout the whole holiday season, honestly.
I appreciate
it's going to be
that.
Exciting.
Yeah, we work pretty hard. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think the music that Leanne and her producing partner manager Daryl wrote is really really great. I booked a job that they called me and asked me to come do it just several days before we ended up doing it, and I had no real idea as to what to expect. I was really, really surprised and impressed. It's really good music. It's the few different songs she has in there, and some are really nice and simple and emotional, and others are uplifting and filled with the Christmas warmth and fun that you would hope to get in a holiday song. And it was really, really, really impressive to see them turn that out. And I tried to keep up as best I could. And I think we made something that is nice and genuine and fun and happy, but also has a bit of emotional poignancy to it, which I think we tried to inject into the film, and I think we did an okay job of doing that, and excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah, and I would even venture to say that this movie, because of all the different elements that Hallmark has brought together in it, is and what you guys are bringing to it, I just think that it's going to be one of those movies that year after year moving forward, people are going to go, I can't wait to watch It's Christmas Eve, you know, and I just think that that's going to be the case because anytime you make a holiday movie that has all the bells and whistles and then some, it has so much appeal to the fans, not only when it initially premieres, but ongoing. And then it becomes a classic. So we look forward to that very much so. Well, we have a fun little thing we want to do with you for a few minutes. And we have a 5-question lightning round. It's all Christmas related. We won't throw anything at you. Ask you 5 questions and you just answer whatever comes to mind. And there is no time length on it either. The first question is favorite Christmas tradition.
Well, my family has a specific and perhaps bizarre one. We eat this dish, which is a dish that comes from Nova Scotia and sort of deep east Quebec, Canada. And it's a dish called a rappy pie. And what rappy pie is essentially goopy, gloppy mashed potatoes, which somehow becomes clear, and it looks like glue almost, and a chicken, and you put a lot of butter on it and salt, and it's just the most delicious, visually unappealing dish you could ever have, and we do that every Christmas, and it's fantastic.
That's right. You can't always go on how something looks. I mean, it may taste phenomenal, you know.
Exactly.
It does sound actually delicious. When you threw in the word butter and mashed potatoes, I was like,
yeah.
You know, it really doesn't matter how it looks. It's just, it's going to be good.
Absolutely right.
I mean, I'm from the South, so I'm right in the heart of comfort food country. So, you know, that's kind of a staple at any time of the year, not to mention the holidays. But that's very interesting. I'll have to kind of do some research on that. That sounds like something we could adopt easily here in the South.
You guys would love it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, we also love chicken and dumplings. So, you know, that kind of is along the same vein almost, you know. Well, what is your favorite Christmas song?
I was asked this earlier today in a different interview. Let me think about this. What is it? Now I remember the name. Bing Crosby. He's a legend, right?
White Christmas?
Right.
Yeah, like I'm trying to remember the name. Like, I like the classic holiday songs. Maybe throw in a little Mariah Carey. Now throw in a little Leanne Rimes, and you got a good balance. But I like the classic ones. And I was trying to remember the guy's name earlier today, and I think it's Bing Crosby.
Well, if it's Bing Crosby, White Christmas, you are now my best friend because that's my favorite.
Yes, that is it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That is the name. Well, he's got a bunch of hits, though, right? A bunch of Christmas
hits.
Yes,
he does. He released several Christmas albums, and everything he sang Christmas-related, although White Christmas was his most iconic signature tune, they were all huge hits. So, moving on, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Generally around Christmas, I tend to watch Lord of the Rings, because it's just on, and I don't know how it ended up happening, but I start watching it, and then just 48 hours later, after I've watched however long those movies are, I've somehow watched all of Lord of the Rings. But as far as Christmas movies, we always end up watching The Nightmare Before Christmas, oddly enough. It isn't your nice, warm, and fuzzy Christmas movie, but I still love it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that movie's always debatable. It's kind of like the whole Die Hard thing. Is it a Christmas movie or not? You know, but people have adopted it as a Christmas movie.
You're right. Die Hard's a great other one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. It's sort of Christmassy. That's right.
Well, hot toddy or hot chocolate?
I just became aware of hot toddies in the last couple of years. I might go hot toddy.
Okay, and last but not least, white lights or colored lights?
I think colored lights, the classic, you know? You want to get all the red, white, and blue. Is it blue?
Red,
white,
and
green. That's what it is. Yeah. What do I know? I'm just an actor. I'm not that smart.
Well, that concludes our five-question lightning round. Thank you so much for participating and playing along. We appreciate you for that.
My pleasure.
And as Dawn says, there's never any wrong answers. So
that's right.
There you go.
<We're wrong. laughs> It's always fun.
I like that attitude. Good vibes.
Well, I have one last question for you before we wrap, and it is, if you could give advice to your younger self about the acting business, what would you say?
Good question. Let me think about this. I would say, I used to get really, not temperamental, specifically with my mother, because she would do self-tapes with me, because in this industry we do something called a self-tape, where if we're not in the city where they're auditioning, we send it in and we record ourselves doing it. And my mom would attest to this, but she would do these tapes with me because I was a kid and I needed someone to do it with, and I would be so focused trying to do things that I would get really short with my mom, which was really not okay. And I feel guilty about it when I have to live with it. But I remember there was a certain period of time where I sort of chilled out and stopped doing that. And my mom noticed, and she was very appreciative. So
yeah.
I think if I were to give myself advice, I would just tell myself to relax.
Chill out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chill out, little guy.
And that's great advice for anything in life, not just, you know, in your career and what you do, but just I think people have kind of forgotten how to chill out and just relax and kind of stop and smell the roses and just enjoy life.
Absolutely.
So that's great advice across the board. Well, we have so thoroughly enjoyed talking with you. Thank you so much for your time, Tyler. It's been a joy, and we look forward to seeing you in the movie Saturday. It's Christmas Eve, and we know it's going to be a great, great movie. But everything else that you're doing, Hallmark-related or not, we're excited to see what you're going to be doing moving forward as well. So thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you so much, Pam and Don. That was fun.
You're welcome, and thank you again from me as well. And happy early holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hey, guys, don't leave us yet. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Christmas Movies. That's XMASMUVIES. And also like our Facebook page at Christmas Movie Spotlight. Don't forget, that's spelled MUVIES. And follow us on Instagram at Christmas Movie Spotlight.
And don't forget to check out our website, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com. That's movies with MUVIES, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.